All right, Snack Attack crew, assemble. Feeling that mid-afternoon slump? Need a protein boost that doesn't involve boring protein bars? Well, let me introduce y'all to my new favorite obsession, Wonderful Pistachios. Y'all, these little green guys aren't just your average nut. They're protein powerhouses, packing a whopping 6 grams per ounce. That's over 10% of your daily value. And here's a confession. I used to be a cracker. You know, the kind of girl who enjoys the satisfying pop of opening each one. But let's be honest, sometimes convenience is king. And that's where their no-shell options comes in perfect for on-the-go snacking. Plus, they come in flavors like chili roasted and sea salt and vinegar, so there's something for everyone, even the picky gals. But here's the kicker. Wonderful Pistachios are a complete protein, meaning they have all 9 essential amino acids your body needs. So next time you're feeling sluggish, ditch the sugary treats and grab a handful of these green gems. I promise y'all they will keep you fueled and feeling your best, whether you're conquering carpool duties or crushing deadlines. And seriously, these are my go-to snack. I keep a bag in my purse. I keep one at the office. I even stash a few on the side of my bed for those late night cravings. This year, I want you to treat yourself to something delicious and good for you. So head over to wonderfulpistachios.com and explore their amazing flavors and sizes. Trust me, your taste buds and your body will thank you. Ladies, let's talk real talk here. You probably have days when the PMS has you feeling like you could eat anything in sight. My goodness, the cravings and the general discomfort. Well, say goodbye to those days with Hormone Harmony from Happy Mammoth. Let's dive into why Hormone Harmony is not just another supplement, but a true game changer. First off, it's not just a trend, it's a phenomenon. Social media is buzzing with women singing praises about Hormone Harmony. In fact, a bottle flies off the shelves every 24 seconds. Can y'all believe that? Now let's talk about Happy Mammoth, the brilliant minds behind this wonderful product. They're all about making your life easier, and that means no compromises on quality. They've meticulously crafted Hormone Harmony using only science-backed ingredients proven to work wonders for women like us. But here's my favorite part. Hormone Harmony contains adaptogens, nature's little miracle workers. These herbal extracts help your body adapt to life stressors, especially those pesky hormonal changes that can throw us off balance. And here's the kicker. Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause. It's your secret weapon against those hormonal imbalances that can wreak havoc on your life. From hot flashes and night sweats to racing thoughts and low moods, Hormone Harmony has got your back. And yes, it even tackles the occasional bloat and that not tonight boo feeling. The real benefit here, the real win, feeling like yourself again. That's why countless women are raving about it in over 17,000 glowing reviews. We love a verified product, honey. Now here's your chance to experience the magic firsthand. For a limited time, you can get a fabulous 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code BRAVADO at checkout. So what are you waiting for, homegirl? Say hello to balanced hormones and goodbye to those days of feeling like a roller coaster. Your journey to hormone harmony starts now. This is Germany.
And this is Brittany.
And this is the Black Girl Bravado Podcast.
A motivating and encouraging podcast where we focus on building community amongst colorful women alike.
Join us weekly as we sit down to have candid conversations on various topics and issues surrounding self-care, self-love, mental health and wellness, spirituality, entrepreneurship, and much more.
And trust, when we don't have the answers, we'll call on our expert homegirls who do.
Our intention is to create a safe space for growth, inspiration, laughter, and love, free of judgment, in hopes that after you listen, you're a little more knowledgeable or at least a little more entertained than before.
It's homegirl vibes here. Real, raw, and a little funny.
A lot of fucking funny.
So thanks for tuning in to the Black Girl Bravado Podcast.
Let's start the show, cuties. Hey, y'all, welcome back. I'm opening this bitch up today. Welcome back, boo-boos, because this one is on one today. I'm the captain of the ship.
Slow down for you fucking sink the boat.
Hey, y'all, welcome back. Slow down.
Well, how are you?
Yeah, I'm well. How are you?
Great.
How, ask me how my weekend was.
Well, before we do that, new week, new tea.
Yeah, where we kiki with you and you kiki with we.
So how was your weekend?
My weekend was okay. I just worked. Right?
And we went to dinner with Lauren.
We really did. We went to dinner with our friend Lauren, Spice Sugar. Hey, girl. Great time. Great
Sparrow.
Girls night.
We went to Sparrow downtown LA.
Ladies night. And the vibes. Oh, I was supposed to say the vibes is right.
Oh, it's vibes?
No, it's me.
Oh, shit.
Oh, what a night. Oh, what a night.
Oh, what a night.
Listen, it was a great time. I love going out to dinner with the girls.
Me too. Fave pastime. One of my fave pastimes.
Yeah.
Dinner.
How was your weekend?
My weekend was the same as yours. I wasn't working. Mm. But what did I do? Nothing. But yeah. Went dinner. To dinner.
Yeah. That was it. Sometimes it's light like that. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we're here. We're ready. This weekend, I'm ready to have a ball. I'm ready to take my bra off, shake my titties around.
Taking the bra off and the shaking the titties.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, why not? Live a little. Be on the edge. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just like that. Anywho, is that it?
Yeah. Wow. The weekends, ever since we took away the tea, pop culture.
Yeah.
If nothing much happens during the weekend, then what really can we say?
It's
quick. What happens during the weekend, this or that, nothing.
Yeah.
And then we move on right into the most important piece, ratings and reviews.
Period.
So if you're new here, it is your duty to rate and review this podcast, point blank, period. That's not up for discussion. Mm-mm. It helps the show. We're back on the charts, baby.
We are.
143.
Period. And that's because of y'all. It's because you're doing what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, we're back on there.
And you know, I haven't said this in a long time, but tell a homegirl to tell a homegirl to tell a homegirl about the show. Yes. Word of mouth is everything. This show has grown organically, grassroots vibes from y'all just sharing, telling people, putting it in your group chat, leaving ratings, leaving reviews. Keep doing that shit.
That's what's gotten us. That's been the wind beneath our wings.
Period. Okay.
So do that on Apple Podcasts. If you listen on Spotify, please rate there as well. And if you follow us on, if you watch us on YouTube, subscribe.
I've been telling y'all to run it up on Spotify and I haven't checked the ratings.
We were at 170 or something.
That means y'all didn't run it up. Somebody's ass is getting beat. Okay. Somebody's ass is getting beat.
And it's even easier on Spotify because there are no words required. You just leave your 5 stars, or is it 4?
It's
whatever
five.
The highest five stars is, and then you're done with it. You close it out. And
I feel like now we need a goal for Spotify. We need to be 500. At 200. Oh, damn. 500 for what? How long?
By the end of the year.
That ain't nothing. The girls do that. We're in February, March. 500? Come on, no. But what I do want to have is, we're at 170, you said? We need to be at, she's going to check. She's going to make sure
we're
accurate.
Yeah, let me check where we're at so I can see what the vibe is.
And then I know if I really got to come back here with my belt next week.
We are at 189.
Okay, 189. We need to be at 209 by next week. 20 ratings and reviews. There's too many
That's
of y'all
simple.
Listening to this damn
There's
podcast.
There's 20 people listening on Spotify.
Period. Get your asses over there.
So get over there.
To show our appreciation, Brittany's going to read our review of the week.
I am. So this one comes from Zadadria Clark. She says, binge-worthy podcast. Mm-hmm. Love bugs. I have been binging on your podcast for months now, and I'm sad to say that I have listened to every episode you guys have. Germany and Brittany have added so much value, perspective, reflection, and guidance as I've explored my spiritual journey and fully emerged into adulthood. You would think that these girls have been given words from my ancestors on what I need to grow and release. I'll be moving on to Patreon soon enough, but until then, thank you for keeping the little people in mind as we scrape up these coins to finally bless you as you've blessed us.
And it's that for me.
And it's that for
me. It's to bless us as we have blessed you. And you know what?
What?
This show is for all y'all out there. But the way you pay us back before you get to Patreon is to do what Miss Clark did.
Yes.
Leave a rating.
Clark sister.
And a review. It's
yes.
simple. Do your part. We really appreciate it.
And then once you fulfill that duty, yes, we highly encourage you to go on over to Patreon, which is a perfect segue. Patreon. That is where we really foster a connection, a relationship, you know? Mm-hmm. Something a little deeper over on Patreon. We have check-ins, monthly check-ins. We have an additional bonus episode, audio affirmations, playlists, journal prompts.
And by the time y'all hear this, all that shit will be up again for the top of the month. The affirmations will be up. There'll be a new playlist. The monthly check-in, everything. So get on over there if you want some tea. Yes. It's over there for you. Do you want to shout our new patron?
I do. We have one.
And that's going to cause y'all to get beat again.
At this point, we just whooping it. It's Black History Month and you're making us whoop ass.
We don't want to do that.
We'll whoop your black asses.
But okay. Turn around.
So, Curtessa won't be getting a whooping. Because she's a new patron. So thank you, Curtessa, for joining us over on Patreon.
Thanks, Curtessa, girl. Appreciate you. Yes. So last week's episode, we talked about self-gaslighting.
Yeah, we did.
Child, it was a goodie. If you didn't know, you can self-gaslight yourself.
You can definitely gaslight yourself. It's a thing.
Yeah.
The girls have done it.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And honestly, we post on Instagram and a lot of y'all identified with the idea or the concept of self-gaslighting. So if you haven't listened already, make sure you go back and do so.
Yeah.
Okay? It's very simple. Go back and do so.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want some extra tea, Brittany shared her gaslighting story or her story about being gaslit over on Patreon.
Many moons ago.
But it's still up and thriving.
Shared, oh, you shared yours here.
I did? Yeah, I always share mine. It was for free. But if you want the one that you got to pay for, the pay-per-view.
Well, I feel like you shared yours over there too. The knit grit.
I did?
Yeah.
Well, get on over there if you want our stories. If you want our trauma, if you want to pay for our trauma, go listen.
Sickening.
Yes.
But we're healed.
And renewed.
Yes.
Whole, if you will, for lack of better words.
So, this week we are going to be talking about passionate curiosity.
Yeah.
Would you consider yourself to be a curious mama? Mommy?
No.
No.
Mm-mm.
You're okay with not knowing? You know, that's true, because I'd be like, what's happening? What's going on? You know, I didn't ask.
I don't.
Me,
ever
I know. Ask.
Yeah.
I'm curious.
But when I was looking at like the questions that you can ask yourself to find out if you're curious, I was like, none of these resonate with me.
Mm.
She's not like very, very few. I'm not very inquisitive in a way that would make me curious.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times I'm just kind of like, this is not great, but I'm just being honest. I'm cool with taking things for the most part at face value. You know? Certain things.
Because, for instance, I'll be like,
you love to do a little subtle drag.
It's what not a drag. Say? This is not even a drag. It's
what are you
going
to say? Okay, I'm going to tell y'all what she's going to say. I'll be ready to present something for us to do, and she'll be like, just go ahead and book it. I know, because I know that.
That's what she does. I'm like, God damn, you don't give a damn.
No. I don't. And, you know, and I always tell her it's because I trust. I trust her in that regard. Honestly, yeah. I don't want
me,
to.
I'm so curious. You did not.
My, she is,
I
y'all.
Will do thorough read. My curiosity.
Your Virgo-ness.
I don't know. Maybe it is. Maybe it's not.
She but is. She'll be like, okay.
I do thorough research. Mm-hmm. I look through reviews. I do find other shit because my curiosity does be piqued, and I am very inquisitive
about shit that I'll be like, oh, you know, they're going here. Oh, what did they go for?
No, I'll ask something like, she'll be like, oh, Jack told us to come to this. Oh, what are the details? Girl, I didn't ask. Now that, come on now.
I'll just be like, I registered and I did what I was asked to do. Be prepared to go. You'll be like, so what exactly?
What's the dress code? I don't know.
Yeah, what's the dress code? Girl, cute. In LA, ain't no dress code for nothing. It's just show up as you are. So there's no dress code. You know that. If you want to come in pumps and bumps, you could.
But you know, there are certain events require certain looks.
Never.
If it's a tennis shoe.
Never here. You know, it's kind of, y'all know, if you in LA, you already know there's no dress code for shit.
Well, there might not be a dress code, but we all know the girl code.
Which, that's between me and you. I don't give a damn about what the dress code is for the event. That's just like, what you want tonight? You want a heel? You want a boot? You want a tennis shoe? What are we doing? An Air Force? And then we're on the same page about the look. That's it.
Right.
But I'm not very curious, no. I want to work on that. Like, I want to work a bit. I feel like my lack of curiosity spills over into other areas.
Like
my poor sense of direction. It is. It is, because honestly, if maybe that's my attention to detail.
What?
Oh, it's all of it. It's all of it. Like the fact that, you know, I'm such a macro thinker. the micro details, and like being curious is honestly also considering like the small details. Mm. So because I'm not, my brain does not function like that, and I don't have a natural desire when it comes to like sense of direction and going someplace, I'm rarely looking at like the small details that will honestly get me back to wherever I'm supposed to be. Although I have been working at it, because at the other day, a couple weeks ago, I went to the Grove and I was like, okay, P232, I'm here, green. I made
no- Oh, you mean the parking structure? I thought you were going to say you went to the Grove without Waze.
No, hell no. When I got to the parking structure, I made note of where I was. I paid attention to the details and then I got back to my car. Mm. And I might seem small, but, and sometimes I do be flexing my memory muscle and getting around the city, but nigga, I use Waze for everything.
Yeah, I usually do too. Even places I know how to get to, I just want to find the quickest route. And it's funny because the other day I was getting my phone repaired, so I didn't have it for 4 hours, and I wanted to go to Erewhon. And I know how to get to Erewhon, like, the long way, but mm-hmm. I was like, what were the details to go the quick
you
way?
You went to Erewhon and you went to Target?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Without your phone? Mm-hmm. Oh, hmm. I would have been like, I'm waiting for my phone.
It's giving queen of direction.
I probably would have. Oh,
I've been
God.
To the Grove so many times, that area so many times, Erewhon. Like, I know how to get there.
I wish my sense of direction was better. Yeah. I really wish. Because honestly, without my phone, I would have had to probably write it down.
Oh, like, my. Like, put it in your phone.
Put it in my phone, the old school. Remember Map? What map was that called? MapQuest? Yeah. I would probably have to do the MapQuest by print out the instructions. Have them with me as I drive, because girl, what bye? I would have been like, what's it left?
Yeah, I know how to get to anywhere. We went to Tulum once. When we came back, I already knew where we were, how to get there. I'm like, we were here last time, right here.
Yes, yeah,
you turned
good.
The left here.
You're
that
good
was
like
where we
that.
Stayed last time. One thing about somebody tried to kidnap me, I'm gonna be alert. Even when we were in Cabo, I was like, which direction are we going in? Yeah. I'm like, Germany, tap in.
I can't.
Because I'm like, this is not the way we went. And it turns out we did go the wrong way. And I knew it. I'm like, you're not gonna kidnap
me. No, we were going the right way. We ended up at the hotel. Remember?
No, remember we had pulled into those little
I
gates.
Was ready
and
to
I
open
was
that
like,
door.
Yeah, I was like,
I was
this
like,
is not where we're I said, Germany, this is not where we're supposed to be.
That's when I'm on edge. I'm like, I knew we shouldn't
then
have came here.
Then she taps in.
I'm like, we should have came here.
Yeah.
But anyway, back on track.
So ways to know if you're curious, if maybe you don't know, is you can relate to some of these things. So you look around and notice things. I definitely do this. I'm always looking around like, oh, I just am exploring like the whole time. Or you enjoy doing new things and telling people. I definitely like this.
Yes.
I love a new thrill.
Sicko.
Trying something new and sharing it. I love that.
Yeah, that's not my
I used to be like that as a kid. Like, ooh, if we will be going like a different route home, I'm like, ooh, what are we doing today?
What? Nigga, getting home. You might also enjoy noticing when things are like each other or when things have changed. So you could spot like, oh, they switched this up or that was different. This was like that last time. It's not like that this week. Or you can describe things you hear, taste, touch, smell, and see and say what you like and don't like about them.
Hmm. Yeah.
I can work on that. I figure, you know what I think maybe reading more would help me describe things and process better. I feel like it might expand my vocabulary.
It definitely does. People who read a lot, they have an extensive vocab.
That's why I need to speak. Yeah, let me get on my shit.
Yeah.
I've been listening to my Audible books, but I said, girl, I ain't listening to no music because I'm only listening to Audible. I said, hold on. There needs to be a balance. I need to be reading at home.
Yeah.
But I really like Audible, y'all. Tap in.
Yeah, I love Audible. That carried me through the pandemic. Audible.
Okay, so you might need to... Okay, so use your Audible credits. You still have it? Mm-hmm. To get that book that I read. Then you don't have to even read it. You could just listen.
Right, but it's just like, I'll figure it out.
Yeah, it's good.
So you also might be... How to know if you're curious. If you can find something out by yourself, sometimes you use models to help you explore.
Or... You ask questions about why things happen and how things work. You enjoy trying to find out for yourself. This one. Yeah, this one. That's not me.
Ugh. I'm always like, why? Why is that?
I know. Or you can use technology to help you learn and can say how other people can use it. Sometimes I can do that. It just depends.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes I can.
Well, curiosity comes in many forms, the main two being your ability to ask questions and your ability to observe changes in the world around you. two things I'm great at. I'd be like, that looks a little
Yeah, better. You love it. You're really a curious cat.
I do like to ask questions because you know what? A lot of the information that is presented to us is vague most of the time or without some of the information that I need. And so I got to go a little deeper to really get the answer that I want.
Yeah.
Like most of the time, even sometimes when I answer questions, it's on the surface level. Like it's not giving people what they need all the time. So if someone's not digging deeper, then you'll be left with questions.
Just lost, yeah.
And you'll be keeping them in your mind wondering, is that?
Yes.
Did they, you know?
Yeah. So it's really important to ask questions. There's a multitude of reasons why we don't ask questions. It can be that we might feel foolish or unprepared or silly. You know, there's so many factors. I feel like personally, I don't ask questions for a lot of reasons, probably because I don't be caring majority of the time. And sometimes I feel like if I ask a question, then I am going to be perceived as if I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about or I don't know anything, which is there's nothing
wrong
with
that.
There's nothing wrong with that, although it could be scary.
I mean, if you feel like if it makes you look stupid or like ignorant, then I can see people not wanting being afraid. But it's like you're going to remain stupid or ignorant. Yeah. If you don't ever get the answers or fronting like you know what the fuck going on.
Yes.
And you don't, can do more harm than just asking the question.
Right.
Like people ultimately should want us to ask questions so that especially if we're working together or, you know, just for clarity.
Yeah. And that's one of the important reasons so that you can get familiar, you can gain knowledge, right? Mm-hmm. Because ain't nothing like not knowing. I'm going to start flexing my curiosity muscle.
Also, asking questions shows that you're interested and you're engaged into mm-hmm. whatever activity, conversation, or whatever that you're having. Yeah. Sometimes when you don't ask questions, and because I ask questions, I feel like I remember conversations a lot. Like me and you would be in a conversation with the same person and you'll be like, I don't remember that. And I'm like, yeah, I do. Remember they said this and that? Because I'd be asking questions. Why is she flipping me off? What the she'll be like, yo, what you? I'm like, yeah, remember he said he worked with that?
No.
Worked for that?
No.
And he did this and he did that.
I'm like, he did what?
She broke like it's the first time she heard.
Sometimes
shit.
It do be.
No, most times it don't.
Anyway.
Like you were right there. I saw you.
Anyway, also asking questions helps you learn from other people's mistakes. If we're in a situation where Brittany has already done something or someone that we're talking to has already done something and they can tell me, dog, I did this and I fucked up, then it's in my best interest to ask questions so that they can give me their insight. That's also a great part of networking and figuring out like, what'd you do that? We were working with this printer or that, and we fucked up. Oh girl, don't do that. Don't fuck with that person. Use this instead. Now we just completely alleviated a roadblock or a barrier or a waste of time, a waste of money because somebody just plugged us with some shit because we asked.
Yeah.
You know? Although people be gatekeeping.
They do.
It's like, I'm not putting you on because I already got this and y'all don't want you. Blah, 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 blah. Fuck you.
Yeah. It's
girl,
like, don't gatekeep.
Go to hell.
In a handbasket.
Mm-hmm,
so when should we be asking these questions?
When?
They can be asked anywhere, not just in academic or social settings. I feel like it's very beneficial for me where I have had challenges in the past asking questions is at work. Like when it's kind of intimidating, like when I know that I have these responsibilities and I've been entrusted with them and it's like, it seems like common sense.
Or like something that you should know, given that it's like the delineation of task is for you.
Right. But I had to tell myself, this is a new role.
Yeah.
And I got a sort of training that I got and I have a lot of questions for something that I think it's the way sometimes the tasks are delivered where it's like assumed that they're delivered in a way where it's like assumed that I should know, like, can you email this and can you do this and can you do that? And it's like, I must be supposed to know how to do this because you didn't give any further instruction.
Yeah.
You just say, can you do this? Can you do that?
Yeah.
Which can make it a little intimidating to ask the questions. But now I'm like, you know what? Fuck that. Because if I don't do it correctly.
Yeah. Then it's going to be
or if I don't ask at all, it's going to be like, well, you did know.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then look what happened.
Yeah.
So, girl, I'll be asking away. Hey, another question.
By chance, would you be able to tell me?
Yeah.
Yes. You know, I find that I don't know why this has to do with this has to probably be rooted in some sort of childhood upbringing. Like not wanting to ask questions to be like perceived like I know already. Like, oh, I already know that. I got that already. Don't worry. But really, sometimes I don't be fucking knowing. And instead of just being like, I don't know, I just won't say I don't know.
Right.
So I think that has to do something. That's why if I probably had a therapist,
a better one,
I could work through that.
Right.
I could work through
that. Where does that come from?
Yes. We should be asking questions when we're trying to come up with a solution to a problem.
I feel like we're getting better at this.
We are.
Because before we would try to just come up with the solution to the problem amongst ourselves. Mm-hmm. And it's like, who do we really need to go to?
Yeah.
To get the answer to this question.
Yeah, instead of like better at that.
Guessing. Because we'll be like, well, I think it's this. Why? Well, maybe it's that. And it's like, there's somebody who knows really what
right.
it is.
We have been flexing the muscle.
Mm-hmm.
It's a muscle. Anytime you're weak at something, you have to get in there and work it out.
Right.
I got a lot of questions to ask this year. And you know what? Sometimes we don't. Go ahead. I'm about to say something off the side, off the rip, but it ain't got nothing to do with this part. Because I'm about to say sometimes it's hard to ask questions because we don't want to know the answer. Sometimes you don't even want to know what the fuck is coming.
Yeah, that's a thing.
That's a more on a personal relationship tip. Like, you don't even be wanting to ask, or you're afraid of the answer, or you don't want to put yourself in a position to deal with the consequences or what's going to happen, the interaction that has to transpire because you asked a question. Mm-hmm. You know?
I've done
that. Or
you're
just like, yeah, like, for instance, like, even if you're having a conversation and setting the intention of what you both want in a relationship when you're first starting off, we'd be so afraid to be like, what are you looking for? What are you interested in? Do you want kids? Are you looking for marriage? Some real questions.
Are you looking for commitment? When are you trying to commit? When is your timeline for marriage?
Exactly, because we're afraid of
it not being in alignment.
Exactly.
But the thing is, that's why that's even more important for the question to be asked. Because mm-hmm. if somebody says, you know, I don't want to be married, or I don't know what my timeline is,
then
you'll have more information to move forward instead of guessing.
Because we'll be over here calculating.
Okay, we've been dating for 2 years. Yeah. By that time, a ring should be put on the
finger.
Doing hella math when that person might be not thinking of a calculation.
Yeah. Ask your questions. Exercise some clear communication, girl. And don't be afraid of the answer. That's why I'm like, hey, this is what I want. I've been working this out. I'm like, this is what I want. This is what I expect. This is what I need. What's up? Can you give it to me or no?
Because
mm-hmm. if you can't, you know what a door is. And don't let it hit you with a good Lord split you down the ass, okay? Bye, motherfucker. Get out.
Anywho, we can also ask questions when we're trying to further understand an ambiguous concept.
Mm-hmm.
Something that's just very...
gray.
Right.
Cue the relationship.
Broad. Like, you know what? This is... every relationship is unique.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We can't just put a formula on it. My girlfriend, she was dating her boyfriend for 1 year. You know, they met and they moved fast and they did this, they did that. It don't work like that. You have to get really specific with whoever you're needing the answers from.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's going to be different. Different outcomes from different fucking people.
Yeah, and ask your questions when you're trying to understand somebody else's feelings, somebody else's thoughts. There's a way to ask questions where it's not rude. You're not coming off as... what is that one word that I want to use? Condescending, or like you're being a pessimist. You're just really trying to understand. I think it really is just like having the, like, let me empathize, let me sympathize, let me figure out what's going on and get to the bottom of it. That's really what questions do, baby. We just get into the bottom.
Yeah.
Of the barrel.
And I think we can be mindful too of when people ask us questions, how we're answering them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Because.
Very clear. We need to be clear.
We need to be concise. Also, don't be the one condescending. I hate when I ask people something that I really don't know and they answer it as like, you should know that, like with a chuckle or some shit. Like, if I'm asking a question, it's because I don't know. Like, don't be like, it's that or whatever the fuck, because now I'm not, that would make me not want to ask you a question.
Yeah, because now you're embarrassed.
Yeah, because
and triggered.
Yeah, the condescending tone. Whenever somebody answers in a condescending tone, it makes people not want to ask you questions.
Sometimes you be condescending.
I knew she was going to say that. Sometimes you do that.
You do? What?
I knew you were going to say that because I was going to say it before she said it. And sometimes I know I do that.
Well, click great. You owned it. She do. Shit. The fuck?
It don't be a chuckle, but I'll probably be like, what?
It's always that face. The chuckle is replaced with what? With that eye squinting and the other went up, okay? If you're watching on YouTube and you've seen the face that she did, and it be like, that don't, and this be almost twitching. The eye that squinted be almost like twitching, like, but that
not
don't. You'd be like, but why would you know?
Yeah, it's an area of opportunity for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is.
It is.
Because you literally do that face like.
It's an area.
Why?
It's an area.
Or the eyes are rolling. I'm like,
you're
girl.
You're not the first person to tell me that.
Unroll the eyes, Brittany. Look at me in my face.
I know what my boo watches is. He going to say, pause. Yeah.
Okay. You do it. You know you do
okay,
it.
Okay, stop.
You do it. It's
anyway.
True. Anywho, yeah.
So
as we pivot, go ahead. Have you ever dreamed of effortlessly conversing in another language? Whether it's for that upcoming international trip, connecting with family and friends, diving deep into a new culture, or simply adding a new skill to your repertoire, learning a new language opens up a world of opportunities. But let's face it, traditional methods like textbooks and classroom learning can be a drag. That's where Rosetta Stone comes in. As the most trusted language learning program for over 30 years, Rosetta Stone offers a revolutionary approach that truly immerses you in the language you want to learn without relying on CDs or DVDs. Picture this, you're effortlessly conversing in Spanish on the streets of Barcelona, ordering tapas like a local, or discussing the latest French designers with Parisians. So sexy, right? With Rosetta Stone's intuitive process, you'll learn naturally, starting with words, then phrases, then full sentences. And with over 25 languages offered, including Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, and Polish, the possibilities are endless. Rosetta Stone's speech recognition technology, including the True Accent feature, acts like a personal trainer for your accent, providing instant feedback on your pronunciation. Plus, with both desktop and app options available, along with offline lesson downloads and an audio companion, learning for the babe on the go has never been easier. And here's the best part. For a limited time, Rosetta Stone is offering a lifetime membership for 50% off, y'all. That's right, lifetime access to all 25 language courses for half the price. Don't miss out on this amazing deal. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, BGB listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Have you ever wished for an extra hour in your day? What would you do with it? Maybe it's finding time for a run, a nap, or simply being there for a friend. But often, life feels like a race against the clock. What if you could carve out time for what truly matters to you? Therapy can be that guide, helping you prioritize what's important and make time for it. Whether it's setting boundaries, learning coping skills, or simply becoming the best version of yourself, therapy empowers you to take control of your life. When I've been called to therapy, it's been during times when I felt like I've needed to really center myself and regain control of my thoughts, feelings, and actions. And let me tell you, it has definitely helped. If you're considering therapy, consider BetterHelp. It's convenient, flexible, and entirely online. With just a brief questionnaire, you can be matched with a licensed therapist who fits your needs. Plus, you can switch therapists anytime at no extra cost. Take the first step towards a more fulfilling life with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/bravado today and get 10% off your first month. 10%, y'all. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/bravado.
Hey, Bookies, we got something special for you. Are you ready to dive into a celebration of Blackness that's as diverse as the experience it represents? Well, NPR's got you covered with Black Stories, Black Truths. This is a groundbreaking collection that's more than just a podcast. It's revelation.
What does Black representation in media mean to you? Because to me, it's about breaking down stereotypes, challenging biases, and also showcasing the rich tapestry of Black experiences.
For sure. Absolutely. And Black Stories, Black Truths is the epitome of this celebration. Each episode is a living account of what it truly means to be Black today. And it's told from a unique Black perspective.
And I feel like these aren't just stories, like they're narratives of joy, resilience, empowerment, and also the incredible ability to create world shifting things out of the struggle.
Seriously, you'll hear about everything from pop culture icons like Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama, to discussions on vital topics like reparations, y'all. There's really no limit to the range of Black stories, Black truths.
Have you tuned in yet? One of my favorite episodes is the one on how real self-care takes real systemic change. That's a must listen.
Yeah, I really think the hosts bring a tone that's celebratory. It's also informative and reflective, which I really can appreciate. Every episode is a journey. It offers a range of emotions and perspectives that keeps you hooked from start to finish. As soon as I turn it on, I'm like,
And let's not forget, Black perspectives haven't always been at the forefront of America's story, but now they are the story.
Period. So this is not just a podcast, y'all. It's a collection of some of NPR's best episodes showcasing the brilliance and resilience of the Black experience.
And we know NPR is known for its commitment to diverse storytelling, but with them presenting Black stories, Black truths, I would say that this is NPR with the noir twist.
So what are you waiting for? Turn on NPR today and immerse yourself in a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the incredible country we reflect.
And remember, stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, available wherever you get your podcast. How do we know what the correct question to ask is?
How?
Because that's true. We do want to ask questions, but we want to ask the right questions to get the answers that we want. I've been guilty of kind of beating around the bush sometimes and not getting a direct answer. And it's like the question wasn't direct.
Yeah.
The question wasn't direct. One example where I had to circle back and ask the question twice, because one time I asked someone that I was dating, are you dating anyone else? When I really wanted to know, are we exclusive?
Yeah.
And that can be flipped.
Yeah.
And it was.
Yeah, it was flipped on its back.
So now I don't play those games. Not are you dating somebody else. What are we doing?
Yeah.
They hate to say, what are we? Well, what are, they hate to hear, what are we?
Well, what are we, though?
I need to know, what are we?
Yes.
Period. So if you ask more questions, you get more answers.
Y'all should know by now that we love progression over here. Let's chat about what everyday progress truly means to us. Whether it's hitting those small milestones or treating ourselves to a little something-something after a month of disciplined budgeting, progress is all about balance and staying motivated. And speaking of budgeting and reaching financial goals while still enjoying life's little pleasures, have you heard about Chime? Chime's checking account offers some amazing features that can help you along your financial journey. Let me tell you about one feature that really stands out to me. Chime's Spot Me. We've all been there, right? Dealing with overdraft fees can really throw a wrench in your financial plans. But with Chime, you can overdraft up to $200 with no fees. You heard me right, no fees. It's like having a safety net for those unexpected moments. Y'all, I had a friend who was always getting hit with hefty overdraft fees. It was a mess trying to sort it out. How do you really get ahead with that? But with Chime, you can avoid those headaches and get back on track with ease. Plus, Chime isn't just a bank, it's a community. With Boost, you can increase your SpotMe limit by receiving boosts from your friends. It's like having your financial back covered by your squad. So, if you're ready to take control of your finances and wave goodbye to those pesky monthly fees, open your Chime account today. Just head over to chime.com/bravado. That's chime.com/bravado. Chime feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. Spot Me eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Boosts are available to eligible Chime members enrolled in Spot Me and are subject to monthly limits. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.
With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Let me tell you about MyLifeInABook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? Here's how it works. Every week, mylifeinabook.com will send her a question via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom question you wish to ask. And then she can either type her response or record her voice, and mylifeinabook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. It's like preserving her voice and her stories for eternity. Imagine discovering stories about her youth, adventures, and the challenges she's overcame. This book becomes a legacy and something you and your future generations can treasure forever. Your mom's giving you a lifetime of stories. This is your chance to give her a way to share them. I'm so excited about mylifeinabook.com because I'm planning on gifting my mom with this. She's always loved reflecting on memories and sharing her stories, and I know this will be the perfect gift to capture those moments for her. The thoughts of her flipping through the pages and reliving those cherished memories brings a smile to my face already. Check out mylifeinabook.com and use code BRAVADO at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's mylifeinabook.com. Use code BRAVADO for 10% off today.
Mm-hmm. And the key is that you ask the right question so you can get the answer that benefits you the most. So we're going to ask questions that start with why.
It's called an open-ended question. That's what you want to ask in retail. You know, it's like ask people open-ended questions so you don't get a quick yes or no. Nigga, I need details. What made you do that? Mm-hmm. How are we operating in this?
Yeah.
That kind of shit.
And when you ask why, that leads to more thought-provoking answers, deeper conversations, mm-hmm. getting to the root, because a lot of us answer on the surface.
I'm a beat around the busher.
Chow.
Okay, I see this is an episode where we're going to do this.
Drag each other.
We're going to do
tussle. You like to tussle.
You like to tussle. Okay, we doing this then.
You
what?
You like to tussle.
What?
No, but you will beat around the bush. Germany, this girl, she will say something. Talk about an open-ended. She'll leave it open-ended instead of being direct. When you know what you want to say. You know what you want to say, girl. She'll know what she wants to say. And she'll go the vague way, that way.
Yeah, that way.
And she'll be like, you think they get it? Or why didn't they get what I said? I'm like, girl, because you didn't say it. That's why they didn't get it, because it wasn't said.
I'm working on that. That's what I'm working on, trying to be more direct when I'm talking to people and just saying what I need. Like, this doesn't, and I've been doing that. In them emails, I've been just like, what? What's up?
Yeah.
What's up? And I've been doing that in my personal relationship.
Good.
My romantic relationship, I'm like, I don't say, this is a very, like, very general surface mm-hmm. example, but it's like, if I know I don't want to walk the dog or I can't walk the dog, I'm not going to be like, babe, do you think you have time? Like, babe, can you walk the dog?
Mm.
That's just it. Period. Like, I don't care. I'm really not considering
you'll say,
if you have time.
Do you think you have time? The dog will get walked, and then you'll be like, I just needed you to walk the dog.
Period. I'm just like, babe, can you walk the dog? Babe, can you make me a smoothie? Babe, can you get up and do it now? Because I'm going to be leaving for work. Thanks, boo-boo. Yeah, little things like that. I'm working on it. So, yes, ask your whys.
Ask
your
whys. Get to the...
Yes. And you know what else we can do?
Grit.
Yeah. If you don't know or you're new to a situation, let's use this to our advantage. Like your new role at work. It's like, hold on. I don't have everything that I need and I'm also new here. Use that to your advantage.
I'm new here. That's leverage. I have to use that instead of acting like I'm old here.
Because then it's like, but then when you old here, you should be expected to know.
Exactly. But you'll get old.
Yeah, eventually.
Acting like, you know, you'll be new acting old and then you'll get old and then still be new.
Yeah. The point is, when you don't know something and you're fresh to a situation or there's an area of opportunity, ask your questions. It's like, I really don't know what we should be doing here, y'all. We are in a very, we have so many opportunities on the table and we're really fucking brand new here. Mm-hmm. And it's like, we've been asking our questions. Hey, we actually have questions regarding this.
We need to get on another call.
Can somebody? Yeah. Whereas I feel like we probably would be like, well, we'll just wait until.
Or this is all we have. We just have to just accept what we.
Yeah. But it's like, actually, we need another call with this person so we can talk about that. Okay. And then we're going to pivot and talk to this person about that. Nigga.
And that allows us to make a full, complete decision that sound.
And feel empowered.
Good, right.
And then you know what? We gain the knowledge because all the questions that we're asking, we'll know how to navigate these situations in the future.
Exactly.
Because we weren't fucked. We didn't take it laying down.
No lube.
No, we didn't take
Although
it laying
I've never
down.
Used lube, but you know.
Oh, wow. Me Anywho. Either, girl. I'm like bacon. make my own grease. And I'm not a bacon fan, but I'm just saying, ain't no lube around here. Although I'm not saying that against the girls who do.
Yeah, because some situations do require a lube, like a little back door.
Yeah, I never went that route.
I went it once.
I mean.
And it didn't have a lube.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Maybe a little spit. It's all the same.
It was nothing.
Oh my God. Okay, it's getting very horrible decisions. Head over to Patreon for that story.
It was nothing. It was just a.
Oh my God. And I was like,
we're here. Uh-uh. Anywho.
The girls who get it, get it.
And the girls who don't, don't.
That's just it.
So the goal is we want to be more curious, right? I feel like being curious keeps you young.
Oh.
It keeps your mind, like, active.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
And
it
you
keeps
know
you
what?
Sharp.
I need to work on being active and sharp. Because I feel like the world that we're living in, like, my attention span is dwindling. And I don't have any, like, patience for, like, long shit.
Right.
I'm like, that's why I got to get off TikTok, because that's doing something to my brain.
You think so?
Yes.
Like
I feel
repetition?
Like it,
redundancy?
No, not repetition. I just feel like all this little new, quick, fast shit is doing something to me.
And then it just changes. And like, it's like, oh,
yeah,
a new trend.
Yeah,
oh, we're
like,
off that.
All these dances. And when I notice myself saying, like, come on, all this little stuff, you know, yeah, if you've been on TikTok, then you know that one. He was my slime, whatever. You know that?
Yeah,
you know
me.
The one that goes like, ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch. There's so many. It's just too much. I'm like, I got to get off of that. I need to take it analog in some way. If it's going to be reading a book, if it's going to be
mean,
limiting my
a
social
book, watching
media.
Little like YouTube things that can be like explorative.
I have to take it analog because honestly, something is happening to our brains.
For sure.
I know it.
Like, something's happening.
The way we receive, honestly, the way we receive information, the way that we like operate in the world, of course, has shifted. But think about the way things were 20, 30, 40 years ago, right? People were writing letters. People were connecting. You were reading longer. Like, shit, you had to be on the internet and really read some shit to get some shit. You had to use a fucking encyclopedia for information. It was different, which allows you to have more bandwidth for knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's like, nigga, it needs to be 7 seconds. You can't even post nothing. That's the way that the algorithm works best on TikTok. It has
to be in
7 second increments. That's sickening.
It's wild.
You can't even post an IGTV.
And that's why there's been a epidemic of people not having focus, and everybody wants to say, oh, I have ADD. I have
that's
ADD.
That's what I'm saying.
But it's like, we
it's
are
something
really
happening to our brains,
exactly.
Our attention. And it's basically this technology that we're using. I'm done with it.
Well, this is why we want to maintain our curiosity. And one way that we can do that is have a beginner's mindset.
Yeah.
Every day is a new day, a new opportunity to learn something new. We should take advantage of that instead of like just settling into the routine and the monotony of opening TikTok, scrolling Instagram, doing the things we always do. Let's make an intentional effort to do things that would pique our curiosity. Find something new. We used to read articles on things, you know.
I just made up in my mind, March, I'm going to be very limiting my social media usage to like 1 hour a day. And I'm going to be forcing myself to do something else.
Yeah.
When I get ready to have an urge to pick up my phone to scroll on TikTok or Instagram, I'm going to pick up a book.
Do something
and
to
read, even
like,
if it's for like
yeah,
15 minutes.
Yeah, give yourself an opportunity to learn something new. It doesn't have to be anything grand. Like a skill, it can be a fact.
Yeah,
it can be wow, a new concept.
Remember when we had that? It was like a iBooks PDF, and we were learning a new word a day.
Oh yeah, I do remember that. We were
using the
each
word.
Other
yeah, we were using
in
the
sentences.
Word.
Yeah,
that's what we need to do.
Yeah,
so,
you can always learn something, a new way to do things, a new perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Having conversations with people that encourage this in you. It's good too.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
If you talk to the same people talking about the same shit.
Down bad. Also, y'all, we can be more curious by asking questions, listening, observing. When you go outside or when you're interacting, take a look in your surroundings. Take everything in. Pay attention to what you're listening, what you're hearing, what you're feeling. And ask questions if you don't understand something or something looks unfamiliar. Like, hey, was that always there? You know, which way did we take to get here?
Mm-hmm.
Did we pass this street already? Is this over here? What I usually do, if I feel myself becoming familiar with a certain direction that we're riding in, or if I feel familiar at the area, I'll be like, Brittany, isn't da-da-da-da-da over here?
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes I'd be right.
Right.
I'd be like, isn't this over here? And you'll be like, you're right. We have been over here. And I'm like, period.
Yeah.
Her, what is that called? Her sense of direction is getting a little better.
A little better.
Mm-hmm.
Also, try new things. Spark your curiosity by changing your routine. Trying a new gym class pass is great for this. Trying a new restaurant instead of ordering from the same restaurant all the time, maybe. Try a new place every month. Oh, we love Bestia. There are so many other Italian places to try. Save things on Yelp. Make it a priority. You know what? We're going to go to a new place every month.
Yeah, take a new route to work.
I love taking new routes. Like sometimes when Waze takes me on a new route, I love that. Because I'm like, ooh, I'm finding
some different shit. Yeah. Or walk your dog a different route. I'm such a creature of habit.
When I used to go on my walks in the morning, my long walks, I would try to find like a new corner pocket to turn down. Like instead of going like, you know, the same path, I'm like, okay, you know what? This time I'm going to go up a little further and go down that block and then go up that way and then come back around.
I did notice that my curiosity was most peaked around the time I was running. Like being on foot and moving sort of slower, right? Moving at this like much slower pace than being in a car. It's like you can really look at like the houses that are around you. Exactly. I was taking different routes running and I'm like, oh, look, I just popped up here and here's the water. Oh, my God. I just took this route. That was really fun. That was fun.
The reminiscence.
That was fun. That was fun.
Yeah.
So, yes. Keep doing things that pique your curiosity and your interest. Be inquisitive, y'all. We have to ask people about their thoughts and opinions. New perspectives always help us understand differently and help us ask new questions and learn a little bit more. Shit like that. Be inquisitive. Have an inquisitive mind.
Also, I feel like this is one of the most important things. Be open and willing. Closed-mindedness is not going to help us. We're not going to be curious because it's like, I already got my way. My way is this, is that. I don't need to change nothing. I don't need to learn nothing.
Yeah, I hate that.
Period. Stick in mud.
Yes.
But there's all, we're always being presented with new ideas and experiences. People probably ask you, hey, do you want to do this? Do you want to try that? Say yes.
The year Give of yes. Give it a go.
Yeah.
Year of yes.
Have an open mindset.
Yeah. Because, you know, fear will have us crippled.
I don't want to go.
It'll be getting contracted.
I don't want to go. I'd rather do what I do.
That's me sometimes, y'all. It was my slime. Come on.
Yeah, she'll be like, yeah, let's do what we do.
This is...
That wasn't a drag. It was just affirming what you said.
Yeah, that's what she said. So
anyway,
a few fun ways to bring curiosity into our lives, because you might be asking, well, how can I do this in a way that's fun? Because we like fun. Icebreaker questions on first dates or in first meetings. Oh. Depending on if it's platonic or romantic, you decide what's appropriate, right? So this or that are really good questions. Would you rather go to the beach or would you rather be in the desert?
And nowadays there's so many card games that you can buy that help you do that. That help you do this. You don't have to come up with questions off your dome. Bring a card game.
Yeah.
They have prompts. They have questions. I wish I knew the name of the two that we just played, but they were black owned. I'll get the name and I'll share them on Instagram.
She'll share it on Instagram.
But they're black owned and they have some really good questions. Like, you know, if it's hard for you to ask questions or maybe you don't even know the questions to ask, it's like some good shit about marriage, about scenarios. If this happened, if that happened, what would you do?
Oh yeah, share it. Firsts are also good. Like
some good shit.
What was your first car? What was your first job?
In the We're Not Really Strangers game that I talked
about. Oh, yeah. Yeah, We're Not Really Strangers.
I left my shit.
Give her back her shit!
That nigga probably playing my car games.
With another bitch.
Acting like he had it in his arsenal.
Yeah, it's okay. Fuck him.
Right.
Another good question is like, tell me about a time that you da-da-da-da-da, you know? Tell me about the worst date you've ever been on. Tell me about the best date.
I like asking questions like that to people. What was the worst date?
Yeah, you ask a lot of questions all the time. You do?
No, I don't.
Brittany, we already established that you do.
All the time.
You ask, you be like, what is that? Like, even if we're just talking, you'd be like, okay, so what? And I'm like, hold on now. You want to get deep? Shit. It's okay. That's what I love about you because you see, I love it. Yeah. Come on.
So, also trying new things and sharing it with others. Share.
I'm working on sharing.
You are.
I haven't shared anything in a while, but I'll share something this week.
I mean, you don't have to force yourself.
Yeah.
You don't have to force yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I find that I like to share things with people who I feel like it's probably my human design. Like, I feel valued when I feel like I'm educating or providing insight to somebody who's like, maybe doesn't know, you know?
I do too. That's why, I mean, isn't that the point of sharing? You're sharing with people who wouldn't know, not people who do know.
No, I know, but it feels more intentional to me when I feel like I'm providing some sort of education or resource to a specific person.
Oh, that's someone who comes and asks you.
Yeah, or I might know, like, they're needing this information. You know, it's the invitation vibe.
So you want somebody, if someone came up to you and was like, what do you think? Like, what do you think is the best eco-friendly, whatever? And you're like, oh, yes, I would love to share this with you. But you don't necessarily feel moved to just share it without someone.
Exactly. Like, remember when you were in Whole Foods and you're like, okay, so which olive oil and da-da-da-da-da? And I'm like, oh, you should get this one. Mm-hmm. Then it makes it more natural for me to share, because also I'm thinking about, like, a lot of the shit that I know, or the knowledge that I pick up about little things that I'm most interested in are just things that I'm like, I just pick it up. It's not even like interest, is more like I need to know what the fuck, because I care about this particular thing, right? Like health, fit, wellness, whatever I'm putting in my body, shit like that, because I don't want to die. But then I feel like I share it because I'm like, oh, look, they're interested too. They want to know, not me just bombarding people with information where I'm like, nigga, do they give a fuck about this? Mm-hmm. Who gives a fuck about which olive oil to pick?
It's all perception. Because some people do give a fuck. Some people will really find that information useful. Like when you said that olive oil don't really be olives and probably should just do the avocado or the grapeseed. It was the grapeseed oil that you said don't really be.
Yeah, I said just do 100% avocado.
And I'm like, say less.
Pivoting.
Avocado.
Yeah.
We're fucking with avocado.
Yeah.
Just the chosen needs to food be high brands, heat if y'all care. Oil, a high heat oil. I'm like, avocado, cool.
Yeah.
That's useful information. And I'm sure some other people would be like, it's not necessarily people that are looking for the information, but when they get the information, it's like, wow, this is very useful.
Yeah. Okay, then I'll just start sharing little things.
You know, don't force yourself, but. Right.
Little by little.
People are curious.
Yeah.
And they're like, wow, this is some good information. This piqued my curiosity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we all want to learn. We want to discover. We want to be curious.
Mm-hmm.
And here are a few affirmations for being curious.
Let's get it.
I unlock the doors to opportunities with the key of curiosity.
Yes. These should have been the affirmations for Patreon.
Yeah, let's save these. What do you think?
It's okay. We have better affirmations. These are good ones, but we'll have some more fire ones.
Yeah.
And it has more of a vibe over there, so don't think you're getting anything here.
Right.
Yeah. Go ahead. Sorry.
Next affirmation. I am open to learning from the experiences of others. This is one of my favorite ways to learn from other people's experiences. Mm-hmm. I find that I'm really interested in hearing, not everybody's, but people's experiences. I love that. I love documentaries. I love people sharing their story, mm-hmm. their journey. I love it.
Yeah. Next affirmation. Curiosity keeps my mind open for new ideas and innovations.
Listen, that's very important when you're creative.
That's what I was going to say. Being curious about what we can do to change, pivot, what's missing, what can I do to bring it a solution, all goes back to our creativity. What do people need? How can I give it to them? That's it.
Mm-hmm. Next affirmation, the more I learn about myself, the world, and other people, the better equipped I will be to live the life of my dreams.
Love it. That was a great one.
We're just equipping ourselves mm-hmm. with the tools we need, the answers we need to live our best lives.
Last affirmation. I give myself permission to dream, explore, and discover new things. Give yourself some permission.
Remember when we used to find different places to hike? Like, we weren't just going to Runyon every Saturday. We went over to Pacific Palisades, whatever.
We went to Irvine, I think. Did we go to Irvine?
We went to Pasadena.
We did. We've done a lot of things.
We've done things. We were really curious to explore.
It's because we have to get out of the monotony of life. Yeah, open your mind up to what's coming. All the things. Give yourself some permission. Give yourself some grace to ask questions. Get answers. You're not going to look stupid. We're not going to look stupid.
Right.
You and me, my sister. We're not going to look stupid. We're going to look like, damn, they want to learn. And you know what? When
we're
the bitches on top.
Sharp. We're going to look like sharp, well-rounded, put together bitches.
That's it. That's it.
It's giving yes. I have something to bring to the conversation, to the table. I know a lot of things. Because you know why?
I ask questions. Period.
And it just makes the conversation way more full.
Yeah. You're right. You're right.
So.
Pivoting.
Pivoting to our next portion of the show. This is a segment that we've done this segment before.
We've done this segment before. Okay. We're doing it again today. Today, we are presenting you with a For the Culture.
You know what? Piece. The fact that my feet are this ashy.
Oh, my God.
You guys, don't judge me on YouTube.
They can't even see your damn feet. Anyway, y'all, this week's segment is For the Culture. We had the honor of being featured on an amazing project.
Yes.
And we're excited to share it with y'all.
We are.
Give you the little tea. And hopefully you are inspired to go listen.
Yes.
If you're not inspired to go listen for anything else, go because you listen to this podcast.
Period. So Refinery 29, in collaboration with Planned Parenthood, has the Tone Volume 1 playlist. And your girls have their own track. So tell them what Tone is.
So let me tell y'all. Tone is self-care, is a self-care experience made for Black women, Latinas, and non-binary folks. This is for everybody. This is for us, y'all.
Yes.
This is for, if you love this podcast, if you find resonance in this content, Tone is for you.
Yeah, they have, it's a collection of affirmations, meditations, and words of self-care wisdom.
Yeah.
From different voices in the community. Yeah, we're a voice in the community.
We are one of those voices.
Yeah.
So our track is called Wind Down, and it basically walks you through an end of day wind down, complete with accessible tips and resources that any woman can use anywhere.
Yeah, and it's really for the community. It's voices that sound like yours. Mm-hmm. We were very authentic.
Yes, yes.
With our delivery.
Yeah.
It was fun to record. We flipped and tumbled the script.
Yes, and what I really love about it is that all the music, the tracks, everything that's being written, produced, the whole bit were written by people
Black,
of color.
Yeah, Black creatives,
Black
Latina.
Creatives, Latin people, Latins, Latinas, Latinx, whoever. Yeah. It's all of us. Mm-hmm. It's Black and brown, y'all. This is beautiful.
So you can listen to this Tone Volume 1 wherever podcasts are available.
Mm-hmm. Listen to our track and let us know how you
and
love it.
And share it. Come and tell us how you felt about it, if you're using it to wind down. I mean, we're just all over the place.
We really are. We're going to be all over the place some more.
We're just all over the place. Okay, get used to seeing us.
Yeah, so we're really excited. Thank you, Refinery 29, Unbothered, and Planned Parenthood for considering us.
Yes.
As voices of the community.
Yes.
We love that. Mm-hmm. I think.
Is that it?
That's it.
Okay, that's it.
We love y'all so much.
We love y'all, and we will see you all next week.
Ask questions this week. Love you.
Bye.
Bye.